All right, we'll go ahead and get started. So this is focuses on one idea, but it's really two pieces from the Ksav Kabbalah, where he looks. I put the Psukim in source one, and I should have broken them up because it's two chunks in the Psukim that Chaf Beis through Chaf Vav refer to. The Karban Asham of a Nasi, which we understand to be the king. I mean, when he sends, here's the process that he goes through, here's the Karbanos, and then Chav Zion through Lamed Aleph are similar, excuse me, but it's for a Yachid, just any individual, not necessarily the Nasi. And the highlighted words are what we're really going to look at, because they're exactly the same in both Parshios. Ohoda Alav Chatasim. Or that his sin is known to him. Just to put it, you know, in a very simplistic way. If, when we turn to Rashi in Source 2, he says, Oh Hoda, Kamo Im Hoda. Oh, it just means Im. If he knows about his wrongdoing, then you have to go and follow the process described in the following Psukim. Fine. Harbe O Yesh Shemashamshin Beloshon Im. And there are many times in Mikra where we see O that's used in the sense of if. V'im bimkom O. And the opposite is true as well, that sometimes if is really in place of and. V'chein O noda ki shor nagachu. And if it's known that he's that this is an ox that gores from Parshas Mishpatim. Fine. Now, we can ignore source 3 for right now, at least. It's actually dealing with even earlier Psukim, but a similar language pops up. But turning to source 4, Rav Mecklenburg makes note, as does the Malbim, that there's kind of a split in the Mefarshim about how to understand the word Hoda. In these Psukim, does it mean that the Nasi or this individual became known on their just from within themselves that they did wrong, and they were thinking back to previous events and realized I did something wrong and now I need to bring a chatas or what have you? Or are they being told by somebody else? Did somebody come and say, you know, Kvod HaRav or Kvod HaMelech, whatever you say to the Melech, you made a mistake? For a Nasi?
No, a Nabi probably would also do that.
Oh, tell the king. Yeah, I don't know. So that's that we clearly have with Nasan and Navi, for example.
Right,
and he doesn't say Kvod HaMelech or anything like that. He just goes right into it. I didn't think about that earlier. That's a good point. Right, so in Source 4, let's just go right into it. Das Rebbe Seinu Shemash Ma'uto Shenoda Lo Ma'atzmo V'lo Shiyodiyu Achim. And Chazal thought that this implicit message here was that the person understands from themselves that they did something wrong, but not that they are told. V'amar Harav Wolf Heidenheim, I believe, Harava, Af Shehoda Hu Hifil, even though Hoda really fundamentally that conjugation is Hifil, and it should be Mashmo Al De Acherim. And that's what the Rashbam and the Ibn Ezra feel. Even though that's the conjugation used in the Chumash, Chazal still said what they said. They still said that it sounds like it's coming just from you and not being told by somebody else. And so we've already seen that split, where there are two different ways of understanding this word. And so now he's going to explain what's going on. Is it which one is it, or is it maybe even both? Baltiu Rabosenu Hateva Mimishkala Nuhuk, and Chazal took this word out of its normal usage. It really should have been like the Rava said, it's Hifil, and it should be you are told by somebody else. So why did they understand it differently, even though that's not following its normal pattern? Hello Pirushu and Biloshan Hifil, Kilo Matsinu Bishumakon Shimish Milus, quote unquote, El, Asher Achar Loshan Hoda. Because we don't see in Mikra the word El, too, being used after the word Hoda, or the term Hoda. Avamatzino Acharev Shimush Lamed, but it would, you would see a Lamed, and now he gives a couple of examples. Vodata Lahem Esaderech, you made known to them the path. Shabbos Kodesh Hodata Lahem, you told them about Shabbos Kodesh. Yodia Derachav Lamosha, Lodia Livnei Adam, Ha'adam Gvoravsav. And just a number, four different psukim that use the term, the language of Hoda with a Lamed. And none of them used L, so...
There are lots of different, L and
Right, he's not explaining exactly what the difference is. At least not yet. And either way, it's an interesting point because the next piece, I think, the next piece is going to deal with an additional strange idea in the pasuk. But there's already two things that he's pointed out that Hoda is explained in two different ways in terms of the conjugation that's being used, and they have very different meanings. It's either being known from yourself or being told by somebody else. And then the fact that it uses the word El and not Lamed in the next word is striking. By Gankan Roy Liktov Hoda Lo Chataso. So it would have made more sense to say here, Hoda Lo, to him, it was made known to him. Due to the fact that it wrote Elav instead, Mashma She'einenu Lashon Hodaki Im Lashon Hizvaduz. That it's not being told, or being made aware of, it's you became aware, which sounds more like from within you. She'elav nofel shimush milas el. And there, that's where the word el can come into play. It could exceed Bisvada Yosef El Echav. Ramar Elav Isvada. Elechen Alashon Hoda Elav Yisosu Ketaso Es Ketaso. So, right, he doesn't totally explain the detail between the difference between El and the Lamed. But even setting that aside, it's clear that there's two different ways of understanding this word, and they're contradictory. It's very hard to have them. How do you have this word mean both that it's coming from within me, and it's also being told to me by somebody else?
Yosef example, he made himself known to them.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
So that's kind of reflexive also. Even if the understanding is coming from them.
But it's not, the point of that pasuk is that is not that it's coming from them, is it?
It says, Mitzvaday Yosef El.
So, he...
We're saying L and R possibly, he loves from himself.
No, I think the L... Well, he didn't quote... Or maybe I cut it out. Let me see. You can either view it as being, they're not even looking at the word, just looking at the Malbim, he quotes the different Mefarshim on each side, and he's just looking at the word Hoda. And then later on in his piece he gets to the word El. But just looking at the word Hoda, already there's the split in terms of, is it you are becoming aware on your own, or are you being told? And there he equates it with the Yosef Hurad Mitzrayima. There, Yosef didn't bring himself down to Mitzrayim. He was brought by others, and we're just not told explicitly in that pasuk who it was. So to hear in our pasuk, we're not being told explicitly who Hoda Elav, but that conjugation still means that somebody else told him. And we're seeing both of those encapsulated in the word. And so he's saying, seems to be a contradiction in terms. Okay, Tzarich Manu Lomer Shebe Kavana, Hishtam Shea Torah B'Melitza Kazos, Lamedeno Al Shtei Kavanos Mischalfos Misafdos. So, we can just understand the word as being both, and that the Torah explicitly used this formulation because of that, to combine them. Alor Shelo Dai Bo Dagareta, it's not sufficient just to have awareness to be told. Just the fact that I tell you you did something wrong isn't sufficient. You also have to accept it and be aware on your own. Meaning, and to preclude any sort of denial, which I cut out. He quotes a Gemara in Yavamos that also, because I'll use it to understand essentially that point. That this word is coming to say that he didn't deny. They shamar ohada alav velo shiyadiu acheirim. That's what it means. That it was made known to him, and not that others just made it aware, but not to say to preclude that they told you, but saying that it's not sufficient that just they told you. You also have to come to the awareness. Oha da lav mekol makom, or that you were, anybody told you, it doesn't matter who it was. V'dug maso amar v'zal, and there's another example in Chazal by the term kiyutan, which is in the end of Parsha Shmini, which is a whole different topic about Tuma and Tahara, which there it's very passive. It's just when water is placed on fruit and things like that, then they become quote-unquote kosher to accept Tuma. Without having become wet beforehand, they won't accept Tuma. And the Chazal understand it as v'chiyitein, in its place, that if you were to actively and intentionally place water on fruit, then it will become kosher to be mekabel Tuma. Otherwise, potentially not. And that's a whole set of Mishnayos in Machshirin. And v'zei masha yoro al shlemos Chazal understood Lashon and Dikdu better than everyone else who followed them, and they were able to pick up on this, that Hoda really, even though it seems like contradictory ideas within it, they are actually complementary. And it's telling us that they're the different levels that you have to achieve within this awareness. Which is obviously a very powerful idea, just in terms of understanding the philosophy, but also very much applies nowadays. Even though we're not going to bring a carbon, we still have to have somebody tells you you do something wrong, or rather you did something wrong. If you don't accept it, then you're missing, assuming this person's right, and they did it, they told you in the right way, and all that kind of stuff. But, which is sometimes a high bar to achieve, but the next thing he deals with is, you can see the bolded there, the Dibor Matfil is almost the same, but it starts with the previous word, oh, which you already saw in Rashi, Kamo Imhoda, Yesh Harbei O Misham Shim Beloshon Im. He quotes the Rashi we saw, Yitachin Shebekubana Shina Kasub Lichtob Milas O. And it's reasonable to assume here that the Torah purposefully changed from the word im to o. Sheyesh bo gam horas milas ulai, kolomar halavai. Oh, az yechanan levavam ha'arel. You'd say not or if, then your uncircumcised heart is subjugated, but saying halavai, you should have control of yourself. In Parshas Bechukosai. And he says, look at Rashi there. And then he quotes what the shorish from that is, and then skipping to the highlighted. V'yesh imken milas o hara mishutefes. And there, now, there's also a kind of a dual meaning within the word o. Kemilas im latanai. It can mean the word if, meaning conditionally, like on condition that you actually are aware of your sin, then you have to bring a karban. Oh, Camillus halavai v'ulai. And I know what halavai means, but I don't know how to translate it in English. Right, yeah. Right. Halavai, you should know what you did wrong in order to bring the karban and achieve and, you know, rectify the wrongdoing. And it all, they all get combined in. And now he's so I'm just going to expand on that. Okay, we're good on time. Klamar Tanai Ritzoni, Vuhuda Nirtza Bekan. Meaning, it's not just a condition in the sense that you're made aware, but a condition in the sense of that you have. The ratzon to the will to actually accept that you did that wrongdoing. So very similar to what he saw in the word above, that it's not just that you're being told, but that you're really becoming cognizant of your wrongdoing. When we do something wrong and it's fishoge, tova gedola hu elav in yizvada lo shigagas chato. It's a tremendous benefit to us if somebody lets us know, so that we, this individual, and really each and every one of us, should be able to. The chaos here means like you're becoming aware and you're knowledgeable and. Gonna be more careful, yeah. More careful, here forward. Lisbona and Hatev, and to contemplate deeply and well. Al kot nuo emamasav shlo tera o tekalaliyadodi. Think about your actions and think about things before you do them. Which actually is the Gemara in Gittin that we always read on Tisha B'Av about Kamsa Bar Kamsa. People. Simcha Willig pointed this out to me, that this is Rav Willig's, one of his sons, that people a lot of times skip the opening line of that Gemara. The opening line of the Gemara is actually Ashrei Adam Mifachei Tami. Praiseworthy is the person that is always afraid, which seems kind of strange, that we're always supposed to be afraid. But the understanding there, as per Rashi, is that it's not that you're going around, with anxiety and you're always afraid of life and the world. It's saying that this person just has the awareness of their actions and what will be born out of your actions. And then it launches into Bar Kamsa, that this is what happens when you don't have that, when you're not thinking about the consequences of your actions. And that's the same theme that's happening here, that it's essentially a tremendous chesed to be told that you did something wrong. In order that we should be able to incorporate that into our knowledge and our understanding of what's born out of our actions. even though, practically speaking, if somebody comes up to you and tells you did something wrong, it's oftentimes hard to really view that as a chesed or a kindness to us. Either because we're just inherently, automatically, right off the bat, embarrassed, or it's whatever the reason will be. It's hard. Bizarre call Adam the Fashfesh Tami B'Masav. And we're all required to be the Fashfesh B'Masav Ulamash Mesh Behem Laros Imehem Kulam Zachim Idkim. To you have to investigate your actions to see, are they all do they all have merit? Are they all kind of quote unquote clean from wrongdoing? Vein bam michshol aven asher chata, and there's no sort of stumbling that you've done or committed. Vashrei lo la'adam in tizvada alav hashkaga shenitam na liado leman yada la'abav yishmor lenafsho b'zirus yoter gadola, and just repeating that idea that it's. Not only is it a tova gedola, but it's also praiseworthy are you for having been told and having become aware. Kiyira godel chiyuva ledaktik b'kol masav lishkol deracha b'mazne tzedek. You'll just be on the right path at that point. Ki kamo shebechalei haguf noach lo la'adam im yargesh miyad bereish yishchaleav ki az harafu akala alav. Then now he compares it to a physical sickness, where the sooner you catch it and address it, the better. Obviously, that will work. That makes sense with something, God forbid, cancer. Obviously, if you have a head cold, I don't know. There's not much you can do in terms of. Right. I guess that one. Yeah. And if it helps you feel better, whether or not it doesn't mean anything to the actual. I guess if you ignore it and don't give yourself rest and hydration, then. With certain illnesses, that it, at first it's not, you're not aware, you don't feel it at all, and you therefore you don't address it. It can just get worse and worse to the point where there's not much that can be done. And so too, if you are able to catch, or somebody else kind of makes aware to you, your wrongdoing that was with Shogeg was accidental early on, in order that it doesn't become kind of built in and become a habit, and then turns into mazy. It turns into a purposeful, where it's just kind of in due course. This is what I do. Because at that point, at the earlier stages, it's much easier to fix. It's not truly ingrained within us. Saying here, the quote-unquote Tanai Ratzoni, that in terms of our desire, on condition that we willingly accept this knowledge, in he's saying halavai that should be the case. He's both named ki rak kan benasi. Here we're just talking about the nasi in this first chunk of a parsha shachreya benefesh achas techte, and then in the next parsha we talk about just nefesh achas, any Jew. Amar kra lashon o, and in both it says the exact same phrasing. Oh, ki liyachid af shar shishkagas chato yishar tami be'elam lenafshu, but by an individual, it's possible that you could just never know what you've done about your wrongdoing. However, on a very fundamental level, we'll be more at peace if we're told about our wrongdoing. That Tanai Ratzoni, that willingness, the condition of willingness, that is present. It's our desire to know. Of all lemaila b'chol adas Yisrael yishku amar stam v'noda chatas, which this was pasuk. Pasuk Yudalit v'noda chatas asher chatu aleya. And this was this is the par for Tzibor Halam Davar, where something an entire group or here he's saying Kol Adas Yisrael did something wrong and it wasn't known to them. It doesn't use the word oh. Kishkaga kazo bavada tisvada. Here it's for sure going to be known. Delomash kachas la shekola Sanhedrin bekola kahal shasu apiham. It's not possible that you have this Sanhedrin and the entire community following the Sanhedrin. Kulam yisharu tami be'alam shigagasim. It's not possible that they're always, that they'll be forever in ignorance of their wrongdoing. Uvvada yisvada la'achar mehem. La'achad mehem. Somebody's going to realize it and make it known. Lechen lo yitachin sham lomar milas o. Shehu lashon halavai. And therefore it doesn't compute at all in Pasuk Yudalit to say, oh, no da hachatas, because it's for sure going to be made known. And so to say halavai that they should know doesn't add up. Whereas by a single individual, be it the king or any Jew, it does make sense. And there's a lot behind that word as he goes on. And this idea of fishfush or mishmush, is just a hint to Gemara and Erevin, which brings up this idea where Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argued for 2.5 years. Is it better for a person, or is it Noach lo adam? Is it, would you prefer to have not been created or to have been created? And they argued back and forth. They finally decided, in accordance with Bass Hillel, that yes, with Bass Shammai, that no, it's preferable that you not create it. I mean, the Gemara doesn't say explicitly who's on which side, but now that you've been created, think about your actions. Yeah, so let's... Yeah, I have... this is not telling me the time. 8:57. So, yeah, let's stop there. This is actually from Rob Mecklenburg's introduction to his comments on the Siddur. So it has the English there, so you can look at that if you have the time at another opportunity. All right, good job. Thanks for coming.